Humidity and creep, why corrugated boxes weaken in storage. From Axiom Global Packaging Solutions. A box compression test takes about a minute, runs at 23°C and 50% relative humidity, and produces a single number, BCT, or box compression strength. Real storage and shipping look nothing like that. A stack of boxes in a non-climate controlled warehouse sits under load for weeks, at relative humidity that swings from 30% to 85% depending on season and region. Two separate effects, moisture content and duration of load, explain most of the gap between a lab BCT number and what a box actually survives in the field. Why moisture content moves compression strength? Kraft linerboard and medium are hygroscopic. The cellulose fibers absorb and release water vapor until they reach equilibrium with the surrounding air. Compression and bending strength both come from hydrogen bonding between fibers, and water molecules interfere with those bonds directly. As moisture content rises, the fiber network stiffens less and yields more easily under load. The board still looks and folds normally, but it compresses at a lower stress. This is why every standard compression, ached and bending test specifies a conditioning atmosphere rather than room temperature. The reference climate used across see the table in the article for the figures, see the table in the article for the figures, and see the table in the article for the figures, is, see the table in the article for the figures, see the table in the article for the figures, see the table in the article for the figures. Board conditioned to this climate typically equilibrates to a moisture content in the single-digit percent range by weight. Every BCT, aked or Mullen number on a spec sheet assumes that starting point. Pull the same board out of a container that has been sitting at 85% RH and the equilibrium moisture content is meaningfully higher. The compression number on the spec sheet no longer describes the material in your hands. Why duration of load matters as much as humidity. BCT is a short-term test. The pattern closes over roughly a minute. A stacked pallet in storage carries its load for days or weeks, and corrugated board, like most cellulose fiber materials, creeps under sustained load. Fibers realign and hydrogen bonds break and reform slowly under constant stress. So the same load a box comfortably survives for 1 minute can buckle it after 2 weeks, with no change in humidity at all. Humidity and duration of load compound each other. Higher moisture content lowers the failure threshold and accelerates the creep rate, because absorbed water acts as a plasticizer for the fiber-to-fiber bonds. A box operating near its stacking limit at 50% RH can fail well before the end of a storage cycle at 80% RH, even under an identical static load. Neither ASTM D642, short-term compression, nor a single panel aked test captures this. That is what the extended stacking and simulated storage elements of see the table in the article for the figures. Distribution cycles, and long-duration warehouse stack schedules, are for, they hold a representative load on a sample for a defined duration, often at elevated humidity, and check for buckling, bulging or collapse rather than reading a single peak force. Designing to a margin instead of chasing a bigger BCT number. Because lab BCT overstates real-world sustained strength, packaging engineers do not design stacking loads to the BCT number itself, they design to a fraction of it. Design stacking load equals BCT, safety factor, where the safety factor is chosen for the expected storage duration, climate exposure and stack height uncertainty rather than fixed at one universal value. A short, climate-controlled, single-tier move warrants a smaller factor. Multi-week warehousing or an ocean freight lane through a humid port warrants a larger one. Worked example, a case has a measured BCT of 400 lbf per ASTM D642 at standard climate. It will be palletized 5 layers high, so the bottom case carries the weight of 4 cases above it, moved by ocean freight through a tropical port, and warehoused for several weeks before delivery. Given that humidity exposure and duration, an engineer applies a larger safety factor than they would for a domestic, climate-controlled, two-day transit lane, and validates the choice with an actual extended stack or elevated RH distribution test rather than trusting the BCT number alone. Where extended testing is worth it, and where it is not. Standard BCT plus a normal ASTM D4169 distribution cycle is enough when transit is short, under about a week, the chain is climate-controlled end-to-end, parcel networks, covered domestic LTL, FTL, and the load has no long dwell time in uncontrolled storage. Add extended stacking or elevated RH testing when product sits in uncontrolled warehouse storage for multiple weeks, the lane crosses humid or tropical climates, ocean freight, non-air-conditioned trailers, monsoon season regions, or the stack configuration is at or near its calculated limit with little built-in margin. Levers besides adding board weight. Increasing basis weight or ACT is the blunt way to buy back margin, and it adds cost and cube along with it. Other levers address the humidity pathway more directly. Moisture-resistant treatments, wax or resin-treated liners, water-resistant, not just water-repellent, adhesive at the flute bond, and coated linerboards resist moisture pickup at the surface instead of compensating for it after the fact. Pallet pattern and load path, column stacking, with case corners aligned vertically, transfers load through the strongest axis of the flute and reduces the demand on any single case compared with interlocked or brick patterns. Slip sheets and top caps, spread point loads across a pallet's footprint so an uneven stack does not concentrate load on one case's compression strength instead of the pallet's aggregate strength. Storage practice, keeping stacked inventory off damp floors, away from dock doors during humid seasons, and rotating stock so no single pallet dwells at the bottom of a stack for the full creep relevant duration. The number on a spec sheet is a necessary baseline, not a guarantee. Treat moisture content and duration of load as design inputs, matched to the specific climate and storage duration a box will actually see, rather than assuming a passing BCT test at 23°C and 50% RH means the box will hold for 6 weeks in a humid warehouse.